You know, I think that I will do japa like we did last week. And last week, for those of you who weren't here, we used Om Namah Shivaya. Is everybody familiar with that? Om Namah Shivaya? I'm going to use the, well, do the japa, I'll guide us, and then you just follow along with me. You know, just kind of follow my lead on it. And then we're going to do that just for a little while, and then I'm going to lead us into Nididhyasana. So remember I said last week that japa really isn't Nididhyasana. It's not really itself contemplation. It prepares the mind for contemplation, what we call Nididhyasana. So what I want to do is just take us through that transition and then spend some time doing Nididhyasana and also kind of teach it and talk us through that. Okay. We won't spend as much time as we probably normally would, because then that would take the whole class. We probably won't be doing japa for that long or anything for that long, but I kind of want you to understand the process. Okay, and I'll do some of the introductory things. So everything up until we finish with the japa is really preliminary. It's something that's very helpful to bring the mind into a state of absorption and contemplation. But then what do you do? I get to remember, I tell this story, you know, when I was young, somebody gave me, Swami gave me this mantra. It's actually Brahma. So I remember sitting actually in the bathroom where that was the only quiet place, and a group of kids all living together. So I shut myself in the bathroom, and I was doing Brahma, 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 and then I got my mind becoming quiet, and now I'm sitting here with a quiet mind. I got bored. I mean, what am I going to do now? What does that mean? You know, so I have this quiet mind, even though it was dully quiet, because all of this type of work that we're going to do wasn't done, the type of work that's necessary to bring kind of the unconscious, you know, into a state of peace and silence also. And you have a conscious, quiet mind with the unconscious going, ah! So that unconscious part has to become happy and relaxed also, at peace. Okay, so that's why we do all of these different types of preliminary things, which some will work for you, some not, but you can see which ones are helpful. Okay? All right. So let's start.